Rafa. I'm a member of our Radio Bible every year. I welcome you all to my reading for today. My Bible summary for today comes from the book of Numbers chapter 33 and 34. In King James fashion, I pray today what I share with you guides you and blesses you more in the Lord. Amen. Numbers chapter 33 talks about he had this stage in the journey of the Israelites when they came out of Egypt and division under the leadership of Moses and Aaron, who were buying all their firstborn whom the Lord has struck down among them. Who were bearing all the firstborn who the Lord has struck down among them, for the Lord has brought judgment on their gods. Now this is what I learned from these chapters. We discover in this chapter we see Moses recount the journey of the Israelites from Egypt to the place where they are camped now. They are about to enter the promised land, and God gave them a few instructions on what they should do to the Canaanites when they get to the land, and tell them the consequence if they do not obey him. So God showed the children of Israelites the consequence if they get to the Canaan land, the land that he has promised them that he's going to give to them before they left Egypt. Now God told them the consequence if they decided to not to obey him, if they decide not to follow his instruction. Now, part of the lesson I learned from this chapter tells us that we should obey the Lord's instructions. We should follow his words. We should do his will so that the relationship of we and him can be intimate. So God is requesting, and is requesting for me and you to be in obedience to him. Numbers chapter 34. And God told Moses to tell the Israelites when they enter the Canaanite that the land which will be offered to them and in inheritance, and that the land will have certain boundaries. The southern area will include some part of the Zin desert along the Edom border. The southern border will begin in the eastern region from the southern area of the Dead Sea. It will cross south of the Scorpion Pass, then keep going to the Sin. It will then go to south from the Kedar Barnea. It will extend to the Hazar Dal and then over to Amon. There will turn and join the wider area of Egypt. The boundary we included at the Madisana Sea. Lesson I learned from this chapter. God reminds Moses to command the children of Israel that the land they are going into is an inheritance from God. In particular, the land was God promised to Abraham, a gift to Abraham and descendants, that they would inherit the land of Canaanites. So God made his promise that he made to Abraham that his generation will inherit the land of Canaan. So God made this promise fulfilled in these chapters. God bring this promise to a fulfillment in this chapter. So whatsoever God said, he always do. Whatsoever he said, he always do. So this is telling us that me and you should be always be try to be, you know, patient with the Lord. Whatsoever things he told us he's going to do, whatsoever thing he's showing us we should do and obey. So the Lord is always at work. So God made this promise and it came to pass in this chapter. So I want to encourage you to that is listening right now to spend time with the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord, there's nothing we can compare the word of the Lord to. The word of the Lord gives hope, peace, joy, everlasting joy. Name it, everything. The word of the Lord has it. So once you begin to spend time with the word of the Lord, it heals you. You know, from depression and so on and so forth, it heals you. So once you spend time with the Lord, but one of the things the devil is trying to do is trying to distract us from spending time with God. So I urge you and I beg you to, that is listening now to this broadcast, spend time with the Word. So when I started doing so, it was a bit difficult, but I thank God today I'm, you know, growing in Christ. So you too can do so. You can do more. You can spend time with God and you see changes in your life. So you can join me next Monday as we continue in the book of Numbers. As you do so, may you be blessed. Have a wonderful day.